Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Trouble in Paradise.
What?
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have separated, according to TMZ, People Magazine, E!, page 6 of the New York Post. Multiple sources with direct knowledge telling TMZ the couple has been living apart, quote, since the beginning of summer. Nicole is taking care of their two children and, quote, holding the family together through this difficult time since Keith has been gone.
Almost 20 years they were together.
That's too bad.
Now, they're trying to patch things up. Mm-hmm. I mean, Nicole seems very optimistic, according to one source who spoke to Paige or People or one of the whatever source I was reading.
Well, I saw it on Facebook and I thought, that's clickbait. We were in here during a break and I was stretching my back and I said, there is no way they are splitting. They've been together like, I thought it was like 30 years, but 20 years is a long, in Hollywood, that's like 100 years.
They married in 2006. Their kids are 14 and 17. This is apparently a one-sided split. Nicole did not want the separation and is trying to save the marriage.
All right.
He has already acquired another residence in Nashville.
Okay.
Another residence? Is that somebody's home?
Well, I'm sure they...
Really?
I'm sure they own multiple properties. Neither one of them are worried about where they're going to land.
Probably not. A man on Florida's Gulf Coast has been charged with animal cruelty after authorities say he killed, cooked, and ate two of his pet peacocks. The 61-year-old man from Hudson, Florida, was arrested last week on a third-degree felony charge of aggravated animal cruelty, according to an affidavit from the Pasco County Sheriff's Department. Man told authorities he had killed the two peacocks because his neighbor kept feeding them. He had written the neighbor a letter telling her that he would continue to kill his pet peacocks if she kept feeding them to prove a point. What is the point?
That is not proving a point.
He's proving that he's Florida man.
No, that's true. While being taken to jail, the man told deputies that he would kill all of his pet peacocks upon his release to prevent anyone from taking them. What is it with Florida?
What isn't with Florida?
The heat and humidity.
We had already mentioned marriage or something about marriage already this segment. Jawan Taylor.
I saw
of Chiefs fame, a couple hours ago, posted on Instagram, he got engaged.
Oh, good for
Very
him.
Very sweet.
I'm just wondering if he waited for the right time or if he jumped early.
All right, stop it. First of all.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Good one.
I saw the most beautiful display. There was this gigantic heart made of roses and a sign that said, will you marry me? And he's down on one knee. And some ding-a-ling commented, are you sure he's lined up the correct way? Whatever it was. And I'm like, you know what? Leave the man alone and just be happy.
We are happy.
He dropped to one knee and she goes, oh, you were early on the count.
God.
15-yard penalty.
Okay.
Repeat first down.
What happened to your once quaint, polite, friendly sport over the weekend?
Oh, I want to talk about it. It was terrible.
Somebody threw a beer at Rory McIlroy's wife?
It's awful. The behavior by a handful.
Boorish.
By a handful was absolutely awful. I will remind you that the Ryder Cup switches continents every 2 years. We will be in Europe, I believe Ireland, in 2 years. We would not want golf fans over there treating our fans that way either.
You mean our players?
It was not a good look.
I did not watch, I must confess.
Oh, God, we watched every second of it.
By the way, Rory McIlroy is from Northern Ireland, which is part of the United Kingdom.
It was awful. There's absolutely no excuse for it. It was embarrassing. We need to do better.
What they should have been yelling was, read the orders!
Read them and understand them! That's exactly right.
Whatever happened to that darling little old Hamlet? Are they still fighting over there?
Oh, yes. Never stopped.
I hope so.
Oh, Jackie Weaver better still be fighting the good fight.
The University of Colorado has issued a statement condemning anti-Mormon chants from the stands at a football game on Saturday night between Colorado and BYU. Some fans at Folsom Field chanted blank BYU and blank the Mormons at the game.
You do realize that most of the football players, if not all of them, practice a religion other than that one. Not everyone that goes to BYU is Mormon.
Any more than everybody who goes to Notre Dame is
They said
Catholic.
Very specifically, you can only be a football player who's Mormon. I'm not saying they would have an impossible time fielding a team, but it would be more difficult. And the same to your point with Notre Dame.
Not that it makes them Mormon, but they do have to sign a Mormon code of conduct.
They do have to abide by the code of conduct.
Well, and I'm sure they have to go to Mormon-based religious classes while they're in the university.
Which, by the way, just to clarify, this is not me justifying it.
No,
this chanting
God, no.
is as old as time. I don't know why it still goes on.
Well, Senator Mike Lee, who is from Utah and a BYU graduate, said, I'm not sure why, but F the Mormons chants have become far too common at BYU's away games. The funny thing is, says Senator Lee, the host schools generally don't seem to be the least bit concerned about it, even though all of them have many Latter-day Saints enrolled as students. Deion Sanders, the coach at Colorado, said he was unaware of the chants. Okay. I don't know anything about no chants, said Deion Sanders.
Wow, I could hear it in his voice when you read that.
Sam, I just read the quotes. I don't try to mimic somebody.
That was good.
So this is tied into a number of things that we've been talking about today. Just this general
bad behavior,
rudeness that for some reason is allowed.
Mm-hmm.
No one's telling these folks to knock it off.
Not during the game. No.
You can be clever. You can chant. You can yell, you know, but let's just not be rude. It's just rudeness.
Mm.
I agree.
Yeah.
A British cyclist will attempt to break world records by traveling at more than 200 miles per hour on a bicycle. 200 miles per hour.
Got it.
On a bicycle.
That's quite a lot of pedaling.
Neil Campbell already holds the men's Guinness World Record for fastest bicycle speed in a slipstream, having, I don't even know what I just read, having reached 174 miles per hour, but will try to surpass that mark in Arkansas on October 5th.
Just imagine if your foot slips off the pedal and it hits your shin.
He also aims to break the overall speed record of 184 miles per hour, achieved by Denise Mueller-Kornack in 2018.
A slipstream is the flow of fluid, like air or water, in the wake of a moving object, creating a low-pressure area with less resistance that allows the following object to move faster and with less effort.
Naturally.
I was out in my front yard the other day, and a guy rode by, or I don't even...
Pedaled?
I wouldn't say pedaled. He was on an e-bike, so you could sort of hear it, bzz, like it's coming. It was an e-bike. And I turn around, and he's out getting some fresh air. He's got a cig in one hand.
Nice.
A Coca-Cola in the other hand. He's on an e-bike. He is smoking a cigarette. This was not a vape. It was an actual cigarette.
What's holding the steering?
I just laughed his knee, and I just laughed as he rode by. I was like, you do you, bro. You are out getting fresh air, I guess.
Yeah, he could walk and do that.
He has an e-bike with a cigarette going. It was so good.
Go ahead.
Have been seeing a lot of stuff about e-bike clubs and how elderly people are able to get active on their e-bikes.
Well, it's better than sitting at home, Sam. I don't think you're probably burning a lot of calories, but it's better than sitting at home.
Can I ask, does anybody on this show cycle? Anyone?
No.
I've ridden a bike. Okay. Yeah.
Can I ask a question?
So have I. What?
Well, yes, Dan, I've ridden a bike too.
I got bucked off one once and I never went back.
Off a bicycle or an e-bike?
An e-bike.
Yeah, we saw the video.
That was on day one, Dana.
Yep.
I prefer my bicycles with four cylinders.
Can I ask a question? What, like when I'm walking the trails by my house and I've got the dog with me, first of all, when I hear coming up on your left, it scares the living crap out of me. And they always say it at the very last second. Can you not give me enough? Because all I'm hearing is somebody behind me yelling.
What, do you want to cycle with a bullhorn?
Well, give me a little bit more notice.
Coming up on your left.
Cyclists.
I don't hate cyclists.
You've
I just think we need
against bicycle riders.
No, that's not true. That is not true.
Coming up on your left. That means you're supposed to fall out right.
Yeah, and I'm just like so startled. I'm falling out all over the place. Like trying to get hit.
And they are supposed to pass on your left. On your left!
Are they supposed to pass on the left?
On trails, yes.
On your left. On your left.
Okay.
On your left.
I would just appreciate a little bit. I did have one smart aleck. I was on the trail like 2 weeks ago, and he goes, and he gave me no warning at all. And he goes, coming up on your left. All I hear is a man's voice behind me. When I think I'm out trying to find some serenity on the trail, I grab the dog and we go over to the left. And he passes me and he goes, I guess I'm going over by the right. Hey, you smart ass.
Well, obviously he gave you enough time. He had enough time to go to the right and not
left.
Hit
you. Like, your left or my left? I don't know where you are.
913-586.
We're both heading in the same direction.
7798.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Go to Australia for a second here, where 8 skydivers had jumped from a plane. 2 minutes. Did I forget something?
No. I was just saying, did they all die?
No, they didn't. They jumped from the plane 2 minutes before it crashed.
Oh. In the cartoons.
The pilot died.
Oh.
Paul Smith, 54, died when a skydiving plane that he was piloting crashed in New South Wales off the coast. Shortly after leaving the airport.
So they knew where they were going down and everyone jumped, or did they just happen to jump before the crash?
They jumped from 14,000 feet. I don't know if they knew there was trouble. The pilot had logged more than 10,000 hours as a pilot. It doesn't say whether they knew necessarily that the plane was going down. But they jumped from 14,000 feet. I think that's pretty average.
You couldn't pay me $1 billion to do that.
I have a good friend of mine who went to Australia not too long ago.
14 is the top end of average.
Okay. And she had sworn that she would never go skydiving in her life. And she gets over to, they went to Australia, then New Zealand. And she got on a plane, went to 14,000 feet and jumped right out that door.
Nope.
I want to do it so bad. I'm so mad that I chickened out.
Because you're 28. Wait till you turn 54.
No.
No chance.
I told you, anything that nullifies your life insurance, non-starter. I was dying over the weekend to go see the new Leonardo DiCaprio. What's it called? One battle after another.
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yes, but who else is in it? Sean Penn.
Benicio
Del Toro. It's action-packed. Amy Anderson just posted that she went over the weekend and she just wrote like, wow, what, wow. I mean, she just was
good,
blown
huh?
away huh. by it. It opened with like almost 50 million globally, And it's another...
what's it called again?
Record for Leonardo DiCaprio's opening career. One battle after another. Can we play some of the trailer, Sam? Or is it just a bunch of explosions?
It doesn't really make any sense without the visual.
I think it's a lot of things exploding, and there's a lot of chasing.
It is quite literally one battle
after
and
another.
Then another. And then another.
Regina Hall's in it.
My buddy went last night and said it was absolutely phenomenal. It is 3 hours, though.
Oh,
I don't care. I'm
in. I was going to go with him, but their showtime was 8 p.m., and I was like, I am not getting home
at
11.
I am in.
Listen to me. I'm so old.
They're saying that $50 million over the weekend for that movie is actually a flop.
Is actually not that good.
Mm-mm.
Here's where the word of mouth is going to start, because they have promoted the hell out of this movie. Like every other commercial during football, during like whatever, it's just constantly 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Every time you turn around, there's an ad for this movie. So they've put a ton of money into the upfront budgeting for...
So the reviews are strong.
Oh, yeah.
There's no question about that.
It was just expensive to make.
What they're saying is, you know, for what it made over the weekend on an opening weekend, it's not really that good. It made only $22 million in North America. Enough for number one, but profitability now remains a big question, according to the New York Times.
One battle after another sees Bob, played by Leonardo, who is a washed-up revolutionary living in a state of stoned paranoia, surviving off the grid with his spirited and self-reliant daughter. When his evil nemesis resurfaces and Willa goes missing.
So the movie cost $130 million to make. The marketing so far is already at $70 million.
Oh, yeah.
To promote that movie. So now you're looking at $200 million, and it made a tenth of that in its opening weekend.
They'll make it back.
Well, they might, but it's going to have to do a lot better.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
It looks good. It looks really good.
The problem is it's 3 hours, and like Sam, in my mind, I'm like, okay, could we go do that this week if we like left here and started it at 6:45? That's more of a weekend thing. And you know this, Scott, the problem on the weekends, everybody's busy.
Yeah.
There's football. I hate missing football on the weekends.
I would be surprised that somebody would release a movie that long this time of year where you've got college football. Everybody still thinks their NFL team is going to the Super Bowl.
Someone wrote, sorry, Sam, go ahead.
I was just going to say, does it make me old that I don't think I could sit through a 3-hour movie, no matter what the movie,
yeah,
without
falling
asleep?
Yeah, you could sit through Saving Private Ryan.
Without falling asleep.
They say Leonardo DiCaprio is not even the most eye-catching performance of the film. It is Sean Penn as an unhinged army officer. Huh. And it just says there is a scene that is one of the most startling things you will see in cinema this year involving Sean Penn's character.
Really? See, I don't have the patience to sit for 3 hours.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't. I don't even think I saw Saving Private Ryan in the theaters. I think I waited for that to come out of Blockbuster. And nothing against the story. From what I hear, it's fantastic. I'd just rather wait until I can watch it like half in one night, half the next.
Yeah, I want to be able to pause and go for a nice walk.
No, this is one of those movies that it's high action. You can't just stop and be like, I'm going to nap now.
I still have not
watched. Then we'll go to Fur's Cafeteria and I'll eat some pudding.
Oppenheimer.
Then we'll come back.
Because it's 3 hours.
Yeah, I've seen Oppenheimer, but I did it in two nights.
I still have not been like, you know what? I got 3 hours. I'm going to watch Oppenheimer.
6 out of 10. Sorry, but I'm going to be honest.
I actually was
6 out of 10.
I agree with you, Dana. I was underwhelmed with Oppenheimer.
Too much politics, too few scenes with the boom boom.
Right. They needed to trim that movie. If you're going to make a lamb long ass movie, it's got to be good from start to finish. Oppenheimer went way too into the weeds.
Way too into the politics, Sam.
It was bad. Dare I say, in some cases, boring.
I'm sorry, but it was.
I know the story's important. I know he historically is incredibly important.
Why couldn't they just focus on the building of the bomb? They kept going into Washington and the politics. And
well, because there was this effort to undermine him, especially in the end. And
it didn't need to be an hour of the movie.
No. And I guarantee you there's about an hour's worth of content in one battle after another that doesn't need to be in the movie.
Oh, I think you're going to love it.
See, but here's the problem. These movie directors and these writers, they think the longer the movie, the more epic it becomes.
It's got to be artsy.
You know, just like the Lord of the Rings movies. Did we really need three? We couldn't have put that into...
You watch yourself.
I don't know. That's your wheelhouse, not mine.
I think Lord of the Rings is rather boring.
All right. First cyclist, now Lord of the Rings. What's next?
Well, I hate Lord of the Rings more than I hate cyclists.
Vegans. Golf.
I'm moving on.
Cheerleader, sport or not?
Don't you even. Not on a Monday.
What is wrong with you? You're seeding your yard at 7:15 in the morning. Oh, tell Dana about the soil temperature for the proper seeding of one's lawn. You have gone full-blown Dr. Rick.
Full old man.
No, well, you know, hang on. Let me set this up.
All right.
We're on the phone earlier today, and we're just talking about a few things. I'm like, you know, Dana's going to want to talk about the Rory McIlroy and blah, blah, blah. How was your weekend? All this other stuff. And he goes, you know, I was out seeding this morning at 7:15. And tell her why you were seeding at 7:15 this morning.
Why so early?
Well, that was when I was available to seed the lawn. I'm a busy guy. But I was considering whether or not I would do a additional fall seeding application because, I mean, last week of September is pretty late.
Right.
But I looked into it, and it's about the soil temperature. And I figured since it's going to be in the 80s this week, the soil temperature is probably going to continue to sit around that 70 to 75 degrees,
okay,
which is perfect for germination. So I figured now is a good time to put some seed down.
Is it possible that he's listened to one too many? And we love Toby Tobin Show. Is it possible because he was producing that show years ago, Scott, he listened to probably a few too many?
It's very possible.
So I was in my clogs and my shorts and my tank top this morning as I putzed around the yard with my Scott's cedar.
I quit.
I put hay down on top so the dog wouldn't tear it up.
You're going to Lawrence, partying like it's 1999. God. You're getting younger. He's getting older.
You're seeding the lawn.
Oh, boy. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. Couple of headlines to bring your way. The 22-year-old man charged with killing Charlie Kirk appeared in court remotely earlier today. During the hearing, the suspect and his newly appointed legal counsel decided that they want a preliminary hearing where the judge will determine if there is enough evidence against him to move forward with a trial. Prosecutors have charged Tyler Robinson with aggravated murder, plan to seek the death penalty. He did not enter a plea during today's hearing, and while it was a remote hearing, he did not appear on camera per a request from the defense, which was curious to a lot of legal analysts on the cable news channels this morning. But the only thing that they could hypothesize is that his attorney might be afraid that he would make facial movements as he's hearing some of the charges read against him. And that would obviously not make him look good.
Let's talk about an attorney shortage in Kansas. You wouldn't know it watching cable news, right? But there is a shortage in our state, and I'm sure Missouri too, outside of the population centers, just like we're seeing shortages of healthcare providers and all critical types of job descriptions, Scott. Kansas is dealing with an attorney shortage. And in rural counties, the access to justice is extremely limited. In 2024, the Kansas Supreme Court found there are more than 11,000 active licensed attorneys in Kansas, but fewer than 7,000 currently work in the state. Because you can have a
law license and not practice,
right?
Sure.
So they looked at this and where the attorneys are spread out. And just like you would expect, 80% of all active lawyers in Kansas live in just five counties. I'll let you guess.
Okay. Obviously Johnson.
Yes.
Sedgwick.
Yes.
Shawnee.
Yes.
Douglas.
Yes.
Leavenworth?
Nope.
Wyandotte.
Wyandotte. Douglas, Johnson, Sedgwick, Shawnee, and Wyandotte. Four of the five are right here, save for Sedgwick, which is Wichita. That means the other 20% of all of those lawyers are split between the remaining 100 counties in the state. Out in western Kansas, Hodgman and Wichita County report, they don't have one, not one attorney.
Not even a DA?
Nope. Nope. 6,000 people in those two counties without access to an attorney. Harper County is another example of a shortage, far from the least populated county in Kansas, but also faces similar struggles. They have six attorneys.
What town is in Harper County?
The PTA.
Okay. Out.
Sorry.
Now. Out. Right now. Really?
So what do you do? If there's just no
one
to
break the law.
Well, obviously, but what if you're accused of a crime you didn't commit? Like, there are just no lawyers anywhere outside of the population centers?
No.
Very, 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 very few.
What do you do is you have to pay public defenders enough to take on the workload to want to become public defenders. Because the system that we have right now and the way that it's set up, you take tens of thousands of dollars in college student loan debt so that you can do what? Go make, and I'm exaggerating here, $4 an hour to work 10,000 hours a week on 14,000 cases?
They're asking for the state to basically plug a bunch of money into the problem, Scott.
Yeah.
And they interviewed this guy over at Washburn who said, look, the state is already paying for this. When a court has to appoint a lawyer and then you have to drive three counties away because there aren't any lawyers there, you are paying for, quote, windshield time, right?
Yeah.
But it's not popular to fund lawyers.
Public defenders.
It's not.
Well,
it's not popular.
And keep in mind, Harper County only has 6,000 people in it. Its biggest town is a town called Anthony.
But 6,000 people, there's not one attorney?
Well, I thought you said there were six in
county attorneys, yeah.
There were six county attorneys.
So they're handling the DUIs and the domestic violence calls and the assaults and batteries and traffic tickets and all that. Who's defending the defendants? And the answer is no one.
But and I understand the point you're trying to make, and it's fair. But you can't force people, even if their job is critical, i.e. a doctor, to go live in, I mean, you've been to western Kansas, nothing against it. But there's not a lot out there.
And, by the way, the big city in Harper County is Harper.
Well, Anthony's the county seat, I think.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, I lost my train of thought.
You can't force them to go out there.
You can't force a doctor
to
go out
and
practice
it.
Medicine. Who's going to incentivize it?
You can incentivize it by saying, we will offer money.
Who is going to offer money?
The government will offer to wipe out your school loans if you take a rotation in an underserved population.
What government entity is, because the county probably doesn't have the money, especially in some of these much smaller.
It would have to be the state.
Western Kansas counties where, you know, there's 2,000 people.
Yep.
Like the county in the far northwest, this county seat is St. Francis. I don't remember the name of the county. But it's in the far northwest corner of Kansas. The county literally has 2,000 people. You know, I mean, do you even need a DA at that point? Could another county not take care of that for you? You know, and yes, if you're charged with a crime, God forbid you have to drive to another county. But there's no one out there. And then what happens if you decide, I mean, do you have to sign a contract with the state? I'm going to practice law out here.
2 years.
For 2 years or
yep.
4 years or,
yep.
or whatever. Do I not get to go on a vacation?
There's legislation that would allow student loans to be paid for attorneys that choose to work in rural counties. And rural counties don't have any different crime problems than we do. There's crime everywhere. It's probably more heavily property crime and probably drug crime.
Yes, but I would.
They're not going to have murders as many, you know, I hope.
I would wager that a small, lightly populated county in western Kansas or eastern Colorado, or for that matter, in, you know, some parts of northern Missouri, I would bet they're pretty safe. I mean, these are places where you most people probably sleep with the front door unlocked because they know nothing happens out here. And that's not an indictment, no pun intended.
Nice.
That's just the way that, life out there goes.
I've just never understood the whole public defender system anyway. I mean, again, if you go to school and go through the work and pass the bar, I've talked about it before on the program. It's something that I would love to do in my life. You know what I'm not going to do unless I won the lottery?
Is be a public defender. Because you're overworked.
It's the most noble calling. In law, it is the most noble calling.
It has to be a calling, though. I mean, you better love it because the caseload is insane. You're going to be working long hours, and at the end of the day, compared to the work that you're doing, you're going to be making peanuts.
Well, that's everything you just said is true. And there was a story in the Star, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, where they did a profile about the public defender's office in, I think it was Kansas City, Missouri, if I'm not mistaken. And the sheer workload that one office gets, you know, because not everybody who commits a crime, and I understand, you can't pay the price, don't commit the crime. I get it. But, you know, sadly, people who don't have a lot of socioeconomic means do commit some crimes. And they have a right to be defended. And they did a story about the public defender's office here in Kansas City and the stack of cases on just one lawyer's desk was a mile high. So what do we do about that? I mean, you can't, and nothing against whoever this public defender was, there is no way you can wage a viable, decent defense on somebody who you're just trying to shuffle them through the stack, right? Because I've got 50 other people that are in court today.
Yeah.
I don't have time to read all of this.
I mean, you have to, like, do legal triage.
Yeah.
Which case is real? Now, this guy looks guilty. I'm going to spend 5 minutes on his case. Well, this guy's probably innocent. I'm going to go ahead and spend 20 minutes over here.
How do you decide?
Yeah.
I mean, without being able to read through, I mean, if you were to read through every case file, that's all you would do is read. Oh, my God. Here we go again. I mean, your eyes would just glaze over. And then you want me to go into court and defend this man or this woman?
And then when you can't do it successfully because you're overworked and underpaid, humans have empathy.
I think some of them have minutes to prepare.
Oh.
It's not days. It's not even hours.
It's just a quick skim.
It's probably, I will get into court 5 minutes early and read as much of your case file as I possibly can and try to give you something that looks like a defense. But don't bet on it. And I feel bad for that. I mean, you're right, Dana. It's a calling. Being a public defender is a calling.
From the text line, when I lived in Spring Hill, they had one public defender. The number of extensions that guy filed.
I bet. You would have to.
Mm-hmm. That's all you can do. I'm not going to be able to read through this entire thing. Anyway, telephone number is 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So in light of what happened last week with Cleveland's David Fry, some Major League Baseball fans are petitioning Major League Baseball to force players to wear a kind of face shield that Australian cricketers wear.
I will accept your apology and Sam's apology and Dan's apology. The second you are ready to deliver it, I'm waiting.
Can we go back to who's calling for it?
Some baseball fans.
some baseball fans. It's going to get no traction.
Inside a microphone, inside a studio. I have been barking about this for years because softball players do this. Why would you not wear something to protect you when that ball is coming at you 100 miles an hour? And I say the same thing for the pitcher.
Because the average player in Major League Baseball goes up to bat 3,000 times in their career.
Okay.
A player is hit in the face once out of every 15,000 at-bats. It is highly unlikely in your career you will ever be hit in the face.
It's highly unlikely if I walked across the street right now, I'd get struck by a car.
That's false.
But I'm still using a crosswalk just in case.
And just because you called it for it and some fans called for it doesn't make you right. It just makes them wrong.
Exactly.
I just think it's because it's men and they're like, oh, we don't need face protection. That would be the same thing as you saying, well, I don't need to wear a seatbelt. What could possibly go wrong? Well, you know what could go wrong.
Well, if a player said, hey, manager, I want to wear a face shield because I'm a wimp.
Then that's fine. This is the problem.
There are no rules against face shields.
So
So if you wanted to wear it, you could.
Be the first one to wear one.
Right.
Well,
be the first.
Okay. Well, it's like the full net guard that they were talking about in hockey one guy had his neck sliced.
I agree. Or those giant orb football helmets that every once in a while you see in practice they're wearing now. Well,
there was one on the field yesterday at the Chiefs.
Okay. And you know why? Because his mother said to him, you are not going out there without that thing on. I guarantee you that's somebody's mother. That's what I would say.
Okay. Okay. I want you to go out there and look like a nerd. And let your friends make fun of you when you get back in the locker room.
You wouldn't care if you needed it when you were struck. You'd be like, thank you.
All right. Sam's just informed me we do have an Amber Alert that needs to be played here momentarily. Sam, just give me a little heads up in my ear.
Kansas or Missouri?
Let me know.
Sam.
It is Missouri, and I can play it whenever.
Let's play it right now.
Sam, have you looked up this mugshot real quick before we're out of time?
Drop your phone.
Putman is the guy they are looking for. This was a carjacking. He took a car from a woman with the baby in the car. We had a story the other day about an offender, and we talked about that offender at length that was either released from prison or accidentally let go with bond and has tattoos all over his neck. He looks like Macklemore. If I'm going to be honest, he looks a little like Macklemore with a gigantic tattoo right between his eyes and up and down all over his neck. He is 30 years old, 160 pounds, 5 feet 10 inches. And the address, wait a minute, the car description again.
It's not by St. Louis, dark, the car.
Yeah, dark blue Chevrolet Cruze, 2016 four-door sedan, but we always urge everyone to pay attention to these because of our truck driver, Scott.
Yep.
There's so many truckers here listening, and if you're headed east or coming back from east-west, keep an eye out.
All right. We got to run. Thanks for tuning in. Today is National Coffee Day. Celebrating birthdays today, Bryant Gumbel is 77. Chrissy Metz, the actress from This Is Us, is 45. And Ian McShane, you may not know the name. He plays Winston in the John Wick films.
He is
83 today. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, we're back tomorrow at 2:00. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.